Senator Casey joins Biden in declaring March 31st, Easter Sunday this year, as Trans Day of Visibility. By Christina Wong on March 31, 2024. Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey, D, who is fighting for his U.S. Senate seat in 2024 against Republican candidate David McCormick, joined President Joe Biden in declaring Easter Sunday Transgender Day of Visibility. "I'm proud to recognize Transgender Day of Visibility and support all those who are living as their authentic selves. I'll always fight to make sure that trans and non-binary kids, students, and adults are protected and respected in America," Casey posted on X. His post came after backlash against Biden for declaring March 31, 2024, Transgender Day of Visibility in a proclamation the day before, even though it was Easter Day, one of Christianity's holiest celebrations. The White House then doubled down on his declaration, with Casey and other Democrats following suit. Meanwhile, Dave McCormick, a businessman and Army veteran, posted a photo on X of him and his wife after an Easter service, adding, "Happy and blessed Easter to you and your family. Beautiful service at Northway Christian Church, so proud of all they do for the community and the thousands of people they serve throughout Pittsburgh and beyond." Republican presidential nominee former President Donald Trump's campaign issued a statement calling on Biden to issue an apology. Trump campaign press secretary Caroline Levitt said in a statement first reported by Breitbart News, "It is appalling and insulting that Joe Biden's White House prohibited children from submitting religious egg designs for their Easter art event, and declared Easter Sunday as Trans Day of Visibility. Sadly, these are just two more examples of the Biden administration's years-long assault on the Christian faith. We call on Joe Biden's failing campaign and White House to issue an apology to the millions of Catholics and Christians across America who believe tomorrow is for one celebration only, the resurrection of Jesus Christ." Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.